Honicha, it's good without this rayon. Lemand yomav nefesh akoyin godo loyze av nefesh akoyin edit. The yavnet of the kohen godo that had klayim. But if you learn the avnet that the gods of the kohen hedid wore the oyim was not the same thing, then there's no proof. Because then it was not made from klayim, so then it could be there's no proof. Maybe he wasn't allowed to put it underneath his head. But ela, but leman diyom it holds avnet or shekohen hedid, the avnet the kohen hedid used to wear. Zero avnet or shekohen godo, that is the same avnet that the kohen godo wears. If so, it's made from klayim. Ma'ik lemeima. How is it possible to say here the kohen used to put it underneath the heads to use it for a pillow? Even if you want to say there'll be a heter of having her know from the big dikuna, but there's klayim involved. So Mor says, "Mevasawat v'chita." Maybe you tell me klayim baliyah levishu the yos. Maybe it's only yosah to wear klayim or throw it on top of you as a top coat. Avol meimach tuse shapadami. But maybe a lot of put klayim underneath you and just lying on top of it. Maybe there's no issa. So Mor says, "No." But Tanya will learn like this. And the pasuk says, "Lo yal lo lech." He can't put on top of you klayim. Avolata matia techtecha, do not put underneath you. So we see clearly by klayim vidashin that it says lo yalo lecha, you're not going to put on top of you, but underneath you are allowed to. Much from the rice, so you let it just sit or lie on top of klayim. Avol, but it says clearly only chachomim, but midrabbanim though the chachomim said also lasas came midrabbanim sauce even to lie on top of klayim. Why? Shema tichrach neima achas abasov. There's a gzera. Maybe one string will roll around your finger, and that'll be called like a levish. You have enough from it. That will be yosa. So you see, you're not allowed to even lie on top of klayim either. So the Rav Mechom most laschim of Shema tichrach neima achas abasov. The chitter maybe still not lends you here. The mastic midi. Maybe here what they did was they put it underneath the heads. Maybe they put a sheet on top of it. So you won't have the gzera now that maybe you roll a string will roll around your body. Mara says no. The rabbanim made a light plug here. I have Omer Reb Shimon, Omer Reb Yishur Ben Levi, Omer Reb Yosi Ben Shol, Mishum Kala Kedishas Shev Yishlayim. That alocher is afilu esa mitzoy zu agabizu. Even if you have 10 blankets, one on top of another, or klayim tachtem, and you have klayim underneath it, also lishna leim. You now lean on top of it. You now want to sleep on top of it. We still have the gzera. Maybe you'll move them all away and you'll be kerech around the string. Said so, what's the pshat over here? That they put the head, that they put it underneath the head. How could they sleep on klayim? It's also, Elishwamin, here's a good proof that the pshat for the Mishnah was, it means neged roshayim. It just means they put the big dekuna next to the head, but not underneath it. It could be no, that there's no proof from here. But I tell you, who said that the gaf made the gartel they put under the head? Maybe that one big attacker they put on the side. Maybe when the Mishnah says he folded up his begotten and put it underneath his head, maybe it really means under his head, and it means his other begotten. The hat and the jacket, maybe that he put under his head. But that has no klayim. So kids of this law, there wouldn't be a proof. Ravashi says, Ravashi Omar, big day kuna koshnim. He gives another teretz. That a cloud is no proof from klayim altogether. Because big day kuna, since they're hard, they're kosher and they're made from hard material, it's muta to lie on top of. The Yomar of Huna Breder Mishua, Hu Namta, this type of material, Namta, Gamda, which is very hard, the nourish that comes from the place called nourish, Sharia, he holds you to sit on top of it, lean on top of it. So therefore, that's the heter. Therefore, again, you have no proof here. The big dekuna, there's no way to climb on it, because since it's a hard, because it's made from hard material, Rashi says they used to fold over the strings a lot, so it's made from very hard material, therefore, there's no way to climb altogether. But this hard fabric that came from nourish, he holds there's no way to climb. Therefore, there you have no proof in our mission about this part of climb. We said anyway, out the hilchas climb, out the hilchas big dekuna, it could be it's also to have an offer, but the mission just means on the side. In parentheses, we have the Atoshima. It says, "Big dekuna hayoytzim bem lemedina." Whoever wears his begotten outside the base migdash in Yerushalayim, also not allowed to. Or the migdash, but in the base migdash, bein b'shas avoida, bein shlem b'shas avoida. Mutter, you are allowed to wear the begotten there. You can walk with his begotten in the base migdash. Because you're allowed to have a north from the base from the begotten. Shmamina, that's a good proof. So according to this, it could be if the begotten were not klayim, you'd be allowed to put the begotten underneath your head for a pillow. It's mutter to have a north from within the base of Middash. For the more of a medina loy means outside the Middash, no. But Tani, we learn like this, that the Chof Aleph Boy, 21st day, Yom Har Grizim, that's the day of Har Grizim, where the Mitzvah, you don't want to say a Hespid in this day, on this 21st day, you can't say a Spadim over then, you can't say a Spadim there, when it's fit behind. Kedisha b'yom, it says in Yuma. There were perik bola kohen gadol korif. Ah, there's all gemara over there. Adi boi yisema ruin hem lebidikuna. If boi yisema is lasso v'ashem afeinu terasecha. So kol ponim. It must kash b'medina lo. Here it says the chafal boi b'yom hagrizim, and it says there what that bola kohen gadol kohen gadol used to come korif near it. So this was outside the Beis Hamikdash. So you see the kohen gadol used to come outside the Beis Hamikdash with his begodim. So one text was it just means they ruin him a bit. They were fit, but not that they really weren't. The other text says Anachnam is new thing of Hefeiros Sarasecha. There's a special new heter over there. Mishum Hefeiros Sarasecha, they were matter to do this. Anachnam, really, they would not do this. Yeah. All right. So that's Machlokes. If he did come out or not come out there, where they really wore his begodim or not, that's Machlokes. But even if he did, there's a special letter, Eis Lasas Lashem. Now it says the Mishnah Ira Keri Biechud Mihem. If one of the Kohanim saw Keri came to me, so he used to go out to go to the base of Mikvah. To the Mikvah. So it says Mesalim Rabbi Yochas writes Rabbi Yochanan the Yomar Mechilos Leniskachu, that these tunnels underneath had no Kedusha to it. And therefore, Bal Keri, Mishtalei Achlus L'Shnei Machnos. So Bal Keri, like, even though he's supposed to be outside the two Machnos, like he's not supposed to be in Hegdish, he's allowed to walk through these Mechilos, these tunnels underneath. Because these tunnels underneath have no Kedusha. Some say the word Shnei Machnos was taken out. Now it says, Bal Neiros Dolkim Kamekam, the Neiros lit both places, both sides. Most says, now what happened once here, Rav Safra, Heve Yosra Besekisei. Rav Safra was one sitting in this basic, he happened to be, was one sitting in the basic kisei. And what happened was, also Rabba came, Nochalei, and he like coughed on the outside to see if anybody was inside or not. So Amalei, Rav Safra heard him on the outside, he told him, Layomar, come inside. So what happened was, Boston did not forget that they both came out, Amalei Rabba. So Rabba like said to Rav Safra, Ad kochach lo salikos lisoyer, you didn't get to the parasha of a son, a young he-goat, is gomar to middle the son, and you're acting like one. In other words, lav hoketnan, didn't we learn in our Mishnah, that motzanol, if you find the besikisa to be locked, is biyadua shiyeshamod, you know somebody's there, meaning to say, lemeimrod lemiboyle lemeil, that when somebody's inside, you're not supposed to go in there. So, how come you, Rav Safra, told me to come in when you were in there? And the Gemara answer is, Rav Safra held though that Dilma Mesukenu, maybe you'll be in a sakona if he has to go and he doesn't go. Could it tell him like we learned? Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Omot HaChoizer, like if you have to go, let out some waste, is and you hold it in, is maybe a Sodom of Deha Droiken brings you this sickness called a Droiken. And Silom HaChoizer, you have to let out some urine and you hold it in, is maybe a Sodom of Deha Droiken brings a Droiken. The kids, that's why he let him come in, even though he was in there already. Amalei Rav Lechia Brei. Rav said to his son Lechia. Mer says, and V'chein Amalei Ravuna Le Rabba Brei. The same thing Ravuna also told his son Rabba, that Choshech Tokin means by night time, fix yourself, means go to the Beis Kisei at night. Tikun Nafshecha. V'kodem Tikun Nafshecha. And early in the morning when you get up also fix yourself, go to the Beis Kisei then. At that time, nobody's around and go to the Beis Kisei outside, right near your house. Kihechid le'sarchik. You'd not have to go far away. Now, if you first go to the Beis Kisei by daytime, and those that go out in the field, they have to go far away where nobody could see you. Another thing he told them was, when you go to the Beis Kisei, tuv, first sit down, the goalie, uncover yourself, and then kisi, cover yourself, and come, then get up. Be a tsenua when you go to the Beis Kisei. Shotif v'shosei, before you drink water, first wash off the cup. Then shotiv v'yachis. After you finish drinking, wash off the cup again, and then put it down. Okay, shata shoyis semayim, when you drink water, shoyfech mehem, spill off, after you finish drinking, you want to give it to somebody else, spill off some water, as if to like clean off that spot where you drank from. V'yachakach, and afterwards, ten l'tamincha, then give it to your talmud to drink. Kidatanya, like we learned, La Yishto Ademai, a person should not drink wine, Vita La Talmid, and give the leftover to his Talmud, Elim came Shafachumim, unless he spilled off some water first, like the clean off the rim of the cup. Omaisa, once happened, Beyechva, one person, Shashosamayim, he drank water, La Shafachumim, he did not spill off. Venosnatham, he gave it to his Talmud, Talmidai. Vyaisa Talmud, that Talmud istinisai, was an istinis. Vlerot Talishas, he didn't want to drink water because of that, because the Rebbe gave it to him without washing off the cup first. What happened was, Umais Pitsam, the person died in hunger and thirst. His Vyaisa Shura, that Talmud was sent over at the bottom of the Kotel like, and said that, Lo Yishtu Adinmai, a person should not drink wine. Vyaisa Talmud, a gift to his Talmud to drink. Elim came Shafuch Mem, until first he poured off some water as if to wash off the rim. Rav Ashi says, Nahukach, therefore, Hai Talmud, this Talmud, the student, the Shafuch Kaimi Rabbi, and let's say his Rebbe gives him to drink, and he spills off some water in front of his Rebbe, let's be Mishamach Kirus, there's nothing wrong, it's not called like yak, like a chutzpah in front of your Rebbe. Like, since your Rebbe was supposed to do it first, if he didn't do it, there's nothing wrong if you do it. Call me Lee, but anything else, Leitif Leit Biapi Rab, who should not spit out in front of your Rebbe. Like any type of saliva, anytime you have something in your mouth, you should not spit it out, but rather swallow it, bar excluding Mikrov eating pumpkin, and that gives some saliva in your mouth. Or else, for dice, it's a type of cereal, the Kafti Leishalaver Dom, it's like a piece of lead. Meaning to say that's very harmful if you swallow that saliva. Therefore, if you have this type of saliva in your mouth, on this, you'd be allowed to spill it out, even though you're in front of your Rebbe. What comes out with eating a pumpkin or a leek, that you're allowed to spill out. Because otherwise, like molten lead, it's not healthy. It's not also learnt over there, Mishnah Midos, that Ish Harabayis, the person that was in charge of the Harabayis, ho yomachso akol mishmer mishmer. We go around checking every mishmer, every watchman. For Yavuka, it's Lucas of honor, he had a torch lit in front of him. For call mishma shenim, or any mishma that would not stand up for him, for yomla and say ish hara.